This morning is one of my favorites, maybe even my very favorite passage. It's a sign for this third Sunday in Easter. And it's Luke's story, Luke's account. Now, remember, Luke is that gospel writer who never met a detail he didn't like. And so it's a very nuanced story. And it's the story of the disciples, two disciples, walking on the road to Emmaus. So my friends, let us listen now for God's word to us. On that same day, that is Easter day, two of them were going to a village called Emmaus, about 7 miles from Jerusalem, and talking with each other about all the things that had happened. While they were talking and discussing, Jesus himself came near and went with them. But their eyes were kept from recognizing him. And he said to them, "What are you discussing with each other as you walk along?" They stood still, looking sad. Then one of them, whose name was Cleophas, answered Jesus, "Are you the only stranger in Jerusalem who does not know the things that have taken place in here in these days?" And Jesus asked them, "What things?" And they replied, "The things about Jesus of Nazareth, who was a prophet, mighty in deed and word before God and all the people, and how our chief priests and leaders handed him over to be condemned to death and crucified him. But we had hoped that he was the one to redeem Israel. Yes, and besides all this, it is now the third day since these things took place. Moreover, some women of our group astounded us. They were at the tomb early this morning, and when they did not find his body there, they came back and told us that they had indeed seen a vision of angels who said that he was alive. Some of those who were with us went to the tomb and found it just as the women had said, but they did not see him." Then Jesus said to them, "Oh, how foolish you are, and how slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have declared. Was it not necessary that the Messiah should suffer these things and then enter into his glory?" Then, beginning with Moses and all the prophets, Jesus interpreted to them the things about himself in all the scriptures. As they came near the village to which they were going, Jesus walked ahead of them as if he were going on. But they urged him strongly, saying, "Stay with us, because it's almost evening and the day is now nearly over." So Jesus went in to stay with them. When he was at table with them, he took bread and blessed and broke it and gave it to them. And then their eyes were opened and they recognized him. And he vanished from their sight. They said to each other, "Were not our hearts burning within us while he was talking to us on the road, while he was opening the scripture to us?" That same hour they got up and returned to Jerusalem, and they found the 11 and their companions gathered together. And they were saying, "The Lord has risen indeed, and he has appeared to Simon." Then they told what had happened on the road and how he had been made known to them in the breaking of bread. My friends, this is the gospel of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Will you pray with me? Oh, good and gracious God, in this third Sunday of Easter, in this eighth week of a pandemic, be with us as we read, study, and seek to follow this portion of your holy word. And now may the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Road trips always capture the human imagination. There's something we just like about a road trip. In 1939, a young Judy Garland starred in The Wizard of Oz, a wonderful road trip toward the Emerald City. And you may recall that she asked for directions. This is long before GPSs, So she asked for directions, and she received directions from the Munchkins. Now, by 2020 standards, they're so very much wrong with The Wizard of Oz. But nevertheless, do you remember the Munchkin said in an irrepressibly happy way, follow, 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 follow the yellow brick road. In 1974, an all-African-American cast opened a bluesy remake at the Majestic Theater on Broadway called The Wiz. And a not-so-young Diana Ross played Dorothy, and it finally won 5 Tonys. But the song they sang was not irrepressibly happy. It was ease on down the road. In the words, ease on down the road. Don't carry nothing that might be a load. Just ease on down the road. Well, our story this morning about the walk to Emmaus owes more to The Wiz than The Wizard of Oz. It's a story about two disciples on that first Easter night, and they are not easing down the road. They're carrying a heavy burden, a burden of fear, exhaustion, confusion, anxiety, grief. Maybe all that rings a bell for you today. Now, excuse me, one disciple is named Cleophas, but we don't know who the other disciple is. Now, on this matter, scholarship would probably not back me up, but my own theory and my own interpretation is that the other disciple is Mrs. Cleophas. That's what I'm thinking. It's the Cleophas family. And the reason I think it's Mrs. Cleophas, because when they get to the end, no self-respecting husband would invite somebody home to dinner without checking with the missus. So I think it's Mr. and Mrs. Cleophas. As they're talking, Jesus appears to them. The text says, but their eyes were kept from recognizing him. Why? We don't know. It doesn't say his appearance was so altered by the battering he took in crucifixion that he was unrecognizable. It doesn't say the stranger was wearing Groucho glasses and a nose, and so we didn't recognize him. It just says their eyes were kept from recognizing him. You know, we often don't recognize greatness among us. There's a wonderful story. Well, it's not a wonderful story. You know that minister jokes are not really good jokes, but indulge me. There's a story told about the great Swiss theologian Karl Barth. One day he came out of his university and got on a streetcar, and a clearly a visitor came running and jumped into the streetcar and sat down next to him, and they took up a little conversation, and the man said he was a visitor at in Basel. This was in Basel, Switzerland. And Bart said, what are you hoping to see in Basel? He said, well, I'm a great admirer of the wonderful theologian Karl Barth. So I was here to see his university. You don't by chance know him, do you? Bart said, well, I gave him a shave this morning. Well, they continued on. The visitor got off at his stop, and he went to his travel companions. He said, you won't believe this. I just met Karl Barth's barber. See, it never occurred to him that it was Karl Barth himself. It never occurred to Mr. and Mrs. Cleophas that this was the Lord. So that's our first lesson. You see, it says they stood still looking sad. And that's the first lesson of this text to us. It's hard to recognize Jesus if you're standing still looking sad. Easter people have to get a move on. It's hard to celebrate Easter's redemption story socially isolated, feeling confused and sad. You got to ease on down the road. Standing still, looking sad, you'll never see the risen Christ. Unrecognized, Jesus asks them, "What are you talking about?" And Cleophas says, and you heard it in the text, "Are you the only person in Jerusalem that doesn't know what's going on in these days? Like, what rock have you been behind?" And then the text says, and this is a really peculiar thing. The text says that Cleophas tells them all about the events and says, "We had hoped, we had so hoped that that Jesus would be the one to redeem Israel." He's giving voice to his doubts. He's standing still. He's looking sad. You can't see Jesus standing still, looking sad. That's why I'm so proud of our senior highs. They're not standing still, looking sad. They're making signs and getting lunch and treats sent over to people who are working 12-hour shifts. That's why I'm so proud of the deacons and the elders who are taking hold and saying, "Look, we can do something. Even if your food supplies are dwindling a little bit, you can spare something. A can of soup, a jar of peanut butter. Put it at your doorstep. And by Wednesday night, it'll be feeding a family that doesn't know how they're going to get by." You got to ease on down the road. Cleophas then goes on in this discourse as they're walking to say, "And some of the women among us have astounded us." Oh, man, you know those women will do that. Those women will still astound you if you give them a chance. And he says, "They told us that he's alive." But Cleophas' voice tells Jesus that Cleophas isn't buying it. And so Jesus pounces and he says, "Why are you so slow to believe? Don't you know a good thing when you see it?" Then according to Luke, Jesus then begins with Moses and then tells all of the interpretations of the Messiah from Moses on through the present day. Now I ask you, why didn't Luke write that down? We don't know. As this threesome approaches the village of Emmaus, Jesus walks ahead as if to go on. And the text says that they strongly urged him. See, this is where Mrs. Cleophas comes in. "I got an extra veal chop. Come on, stay for dinner." They strongly urge him to stay with them. He does. And there in the breaking of bread, their eyes are opened and they can see and recognize him. We too come to the Lord's table each time that we do in the hopes that our eyes will be opened to a new aspect and a new confident hope that we will see the Christ in a new way and in an a deeper way in our own lives. Now, we don't much use or read the King James Version of the Bible much anymore. But every now and then I like to look at it. It's beautiful, antiquated, but quite beautiful language. And the text for this part of the Road to Emmaus story reads this way. Abide with us, for it is toward evening, and the day is nearly spent. Abide with us. That very phrase inspired a British pastor to go write the hymn, Abide with Me. Abide, stay with me. Which speaks to our longing for God to abide with us, not just for dinner, but forever. The final verse of that hymn expresses this so well. Heaven's morning breaks and earth's vain shadows flee. In life or death, O Lord, abide with me. Abide with me. The second lesson of this text is God abides with us. Not just for dinner. Not just in life, but forever. In this age of COVID virus, it is our hope in life and in death to rest with the one who hosts us at the table, he who has defeated death lives also in us. Jesus then takes his leave. It just says he disappeared from their sight. As we know, their sight is not too good, so we don't know quite what happened, but Jesus is no longer visible to them. And Mr. and Mrs. Cleophas discuss how strangely warm they were as he spoke to them on the road and as he broke bread. And they found in that a renewed courage and vigor and strength and purpose. And what did they do? That very hour, they walked back to Jerusalem, that place of crucifixion, that place of fear of Roman authority and occupation. Something in the breaking of bread and in the opening of their eyes gave them the courage to collect food and take it to those who need it. To write another note. To come together and to pray. We too draw strength at the table and here in our worship together, in our Bible study, in our prayer, in the abiding faith that we will find Christ anew. You see, you can't stand still looking sad. You got to ease on down the road. Our corporate road right now leads us through a desert of illness, loneliness, anxiety, depression, disease, and death. Like Cleophas, we need to put down our load, our fear for ourselves and for others, that God is sovereign. Jesus loves us. That burden has been borne for us by another, the one who is the risen Christ. So let us ease on down the road, eyes open, proclaiming the risen Christ in word and in deed. Now there's one final and curious aspect of this text. No one knows where Emmaus was. Now in the text it says it's 7 miles from Jerusalem. And in contemporary Israel, there are actually two places that claim to be the village of Emmaus. But those are really for tourist considerations, not so much by any historic legitimacy. Isn't it odd? Nobody knows where the road to Emmaus is. It might be in Shrewsbury. It might be wherever you are this morning, and you got to ease on down. Ease on down that road. Ironic, isn't it? It might be anywhere. It might be wherever you are, wherever your loved ones are, wherever those you pray for are. Don't stand still looking sad. But ease on down the road. Alleluia. Amen.